Hello, I'm John Lister from the Student Financial Advice Centre here on the university campus. My main aim today is to give you one or two bits of advice on money matters before you get down to the main task of studying next week. As you may know, not so long ago you might have received a student maintenance grant from the local education authority to pay for all your living expenses. Now, of course, these grants don't exist, and you have to borrow that money from the student loans company. If you haven't applied for your loan already, make sure you do it soon. Otherwise, you may have to wait several months for your first payment. If you have, then you can expect to receive the money once a term. In other words, in three equal instalments over the course of the year. And that's the first problem, really. Many students find that their money disappears almost as soon as they get it. And it's often because they fail to plan their finances carefully. To prevent the same thing happening to you, you can download your very own budget planner from the university website. It'll help you record your expected income and expenses for the year, and then calculate how much you've got left over for yourself each month. It's worth having a look. Even then, you may still find that you need a bit of extra financial help, particularly in the first term when your outgoings will probably be quite high. So, if you haven't already opened a bank account, bear in mind that some banks offer better overdraft facilities than others. Shop around a bit. Find out how much you can go overdrawn without asking for permission from the bank and without paying any extra interest. You can, of course, supplement your income by working part-time, but you have to make sure you strike a balance between work and study. Some students here work over 20 hours a week in part-time jobs, but I personally wouldn't recommend any more than two evenings a week. That's for you to decide, of course, but I'd certainly wait a few days before applying for jobs, at least until you've got your timetable. Now, it's clear that a major expense each year is going to be books. For that reason, it's well worth having a word with your course tutor before you rush out and buy everything on your reading list. He or she can advise you on which books are the most important to have. You might also find that you can buy some second-hand from students in higher years who don't need them anymore. Keep an eye on the notice board in your faculty building for that. And when you pay for things, always make a point of asking for student discounts. Don't just assume the shop assistant knows you're a student, not even in the university bookshop. Get the most out of your student travel card and be very careful how you use your credit card. Every year, dozens of students come to us at the Advice Centre with huge debts they can't pay off. And in most cases, it's all down to their credit card.